The JSE Investment Challenge gives South African learners a shot at managing a virtual 1 million rand portfolio in real market conditions. And this year, several delivered exceptional returns, surpassing the all-share index's robust 23% gain during the competition period. Well, one of the schools that stands out year after year is the Mpumalelo Secondary School in Mpumalanga. And we have Sizwe Mtsweni in the studio with us to find out what is his secret sauce. Well, hi. Nice. Thanks so much for joining us.
Good things. I'm Sizwe Mtsweni from Mpumalelo Secondary School. Greetings to the viewers. Thanks for the opportunity.
Yeah, I want to know, you know, why do you always do so well?
No, the reason why we are doing so well in this competition is the way our group is structured. Like, first thing first, in this competition, we're each and every group have four members, and we appoint group leaders, each and every group, so that they can guide other members. And we mix them according to their ability, check the senior ones, then we mix them with the ones that are starting this competition, like during that year. So each and everything that we are doing, like, we are doing it together, like, we assist each other. We have the sitting that we call MP trading sitting, where we are sharing ideas so that each and everyone can be aligned to each and everything that is happening in this competition.
So tell us about this year. What happened?
This year, it was the difficult year because of there were main activities that were happening, like domestic and global. But we have managed to get this three position because of the hard work and the effort that the learners they were putting. Like, we're always checking news and all the updates in different sources, like, of information. And also we're getting, like, assistance from our previous learners that are at university. So with the effort of everyone, like, we've managed to get these three positions and two monthly positions. We're able to win, like, two monthly positions.
Well, but I think it's kind of unusual. I mean, I did maths at school and nobody taught me about financial markets. So, you know, where does this interest come from?
No, I think because of my brother introduced me in this competition, like, in 2019. And the first time I didn't take it serious, but the more times goes, like, especially during COVID-19, that's where I started to gain some interest in this competition. And then I also introduced this competition to our principal. And if you can check, the prizes are also motivating us, like, and without that one, like, you see yourself, we are living in a country where there are no job opportunities. So we are always encouraging these learners to learn many things, to be exposed to many things that they are going to help them. So that's why most of the learners are interested in this competition.
So can you share a moment that you know, of this competition this year that you are particularly proud of?
Like, the moment, what I can say is the one where we won the April monthly competition. Yeah, like, most of the learners, they were very hard at work, like. And one thing is that we're having about four or five young learners, like, at the age of 18. So to see young learners doing exceptional well, I think, also, that one also encouraged me to push and push up until we get these three positions.
When you introduce this for the first time to your learners, what is their reaction? Are they keen to learn about it?
At first, it was difficult because of even myself. I was not under. It was like a new thing to me. I had to, like, look at different information from different people. So it was difficult, but because of it was during the COVID-19, I think even other groups, it was something new to them, like COVID-19. So each and everyone, like, what I can say, It's like we're starting something new, all of us. So I think, but with the assistance of others, we managed to do exceptional well even during that year. But it was difficult, during first year. Because of even if you can check now, our school, is in the rural areas. We don't have data. We don't have, so we rely on my phone and also on my resources. So sometimes it's difficult to do this competition. But with the support of the principal and also of other teachers, like I think we are growing each and every year.
So you mentioned that you're in a rural area with water problems and electricity problems. So what are the challenges that your learners face?
I think the challenge is that most of our learners, they don't have like devices maybe to get information about this competition. And even those who have devices, like sometimes they don't have data. So we have to come together in this sitting that I'm telling you about, that is called MP trading sitting. Like it takes place maybe once or twice a week, depending on the situation. Even maybe there are some updates, and then we make the agents meeting so that we can update one another. And then I think the learners, that's how they get information. But they are confronted by different challenges, like of not having devices and some of not having a data. And some, if you can check, some of them, they are living far from the school. So it becomes a challenge to have enough time to balance academics and also with this competition.
So you were also a pupil at the school. Why did you return as a teacher?
Oh, no, it's because of fish. I like the community, like, this thing, I was teaching in one of the nearest communities, but I made a transfer because of I want to develop also the community that I'm living in, because of what I can say. I think there's a lot of things that I want to share with these learners. So one of the things is because of I love my community.
Oh, that's really nice. And what was the outstanding share this year for you? What stood out? The price of gold, or what stood out for you this year when trading on the Johannesburg Stock Exchange?
First thing first, I can say the bank, not the banking, but the gold sector or the mining sector, the likes of Abosibanye, Implats, and also Sasol as well did exceptional well this year, even though these days I think I saw it is starting to drop a little bit, but at the beginning of the year until maybe mid. Yeah, I think these shares, they were doing exceptionally well.
Your pupils, do they, what kind of careers do they eventually go into?
Because of here, it's a science school, but most of them, like, they are interested in careers like engineering and those few learners, like, are interested, but not because of, like, because of the results. Some of them, they are also interested in medicine, but most of them engineering and also science related what careers, like animal science and those and other like careers. I just want to congratulate each and every learners who are participating in this competition, because of participating in this competition is not about just prizes, but also the knowledge is key, and they must also share the information with other learners and encourage more students to join this competition next year, because of there are many like prizes to win and also more information to gain in this competition, and they are going to be exposed to many things. Because of once you participate in this competition, you learn about the economy of South Africa and also the global economy. You will learn about the politics of our country, because of all those factors that I'm mentioning, they are the one that impacts the market. So I think they must encourage more learners to participate in this competition. And I want to also encourage more teachers to join this competition as well, because of also they can invest for themselves, like in many platforms like EasyEquities, like Centrix and others. So yeah, I think the message must reach like each and everyone, especially those in rural areas. I think they must learn more about this competition.
Do you ever invest your own money into the stock exchange?
Yes, I'm the investor myself, like investing like in the EasyEquities, and what I can say, what platforms they are going to assist you, like to save money and also to do what to amass many amass wealth, like. So I can encourage more people to do that, and you start small, then. One of the clever guy used to say, it doesn't matter the amount that you are investing, but the habit of investing is very much important. So even if you can save 10 rand, even if you save 100 rand, but as long as you are investing something, because of dark days, we don't know like what's going to happen tomorrow. And most of the people like are the spend drifts, like they spend money, their salaries, and also go and borrow some loans. And those things, I think, it's a problem to many South Africans. So most of the South Africans, they spend money as if like there's no tomorrow. So I think we must encourage them to save money as much as they can.
Yeah, there's a saying that, people go to shopping centers and they buy expensive coffees, and to rather take that money and invest it in the stock exchange.
And I used to say, those expensive things, those expensive clothes, I don't wish to wear expensive clothes, but I wish to own the brand of those expensive clothes. So that's what I used to tell people with, yeah, I don't wish to wear those things, but I wish that one day I can own those brands that they are wearing.
That's very good. And next year, are you going to participate again?
No, each and every year we are going to participate. We are going to see us in the award, even our ceremony, even next year. We are shaking many schools in this competition, so they must come and participate. Watch the space. Next year we are coming very hard, because of this year there were some changes, like in terms of AMA rules in this competition. So we're struggling a little bit, but I think next year we are coming again. We are going to take all the portfolio of income, portfolio as we normally do.
Sweeney, good luck. We will look out for you next year to see what you do.
Hey, thank you very much.